The applicant is looking to construct a 195-foot self-supporting communications tower. It's on a piece of property addressed as 4778 420th Street. Essentially, it's the northwest quadrant, the intersection of 420th and Taft Avenue, just to the east of Iowa City. And let me get this light up actually. And the purpose is, this is for capacity. They want to, they need to build new towers because of all the cell phone uses. It's located in the Iowa City fringe area. And the city council last night voted unanimously to recommend approval for this cell tower. So here's the location of the cell tower right here. Here's 420th, here's Taft, American Legion Road, and this is Iowa City. Here's a more close-in view. You can see the actual municipal boundaries of Iowa City, and this is the location of the tower. The tower is 195 feet tall, so it's going to meet our setback requirements of being setback higher than the setback, a distance that is greater than the height of the tower. And this site right here is 9.2 acres, and it is zoned heavy industrial. And towers are conditionally permitted use in the MH Heavy Industrial District. Some of the tower siting criteria, you can see that in the staff report. So, continuing on, sensitive areas ordinance. Since this is a conditional use permit in an industrial zoning district, they need to show compliance with the Johnson County Sensitive Areas Ordinance. They also need to submit and have an approved soil erosion and control plan. The County Engineer Health Department and Johnson County Sheriff did not have any objections. And in conclusion, staff is going to recommend approval with the following contingencies. One, that the applicant provides proof of insurance. They can just provide that certificate. One, they want to ask that the landscaping requirements be waived. We, however, want that to be a condition of approval. They have not submitted any landscaping plans up to this point. That they have an approved sediment and erosion control plan. That they have an approved, that they comply with all areas of the sensitive areas ordinance. And we just want to remind them that the conditional use permit will not actually be approved until they meet all these conditions. If the board chooses to implement those conditions, and they will not get a building permit until they get their conditional use permit. Other than that, I believe the applicant is here, and they have some things they would like to say.
I've got a question for you. What landscaping, what does that require?
Generally, it's just a buffering landscaping to sort of shield the view of the tower.
Well, you're not going to shoot the view of the tower, but the base, you know,
right, the base of the tower.
Sort of have to be other equipment. I'm just curious on that, because I know a lot of them just have fences with rock. But you want to see plantings around those. Well.
Right, the area of the tower will actually have a chain link fence, a security fence, that's going to prevent people from actually getting to the tower. But for this area here, we would like to see some.
Oh, around the whole lot?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But the board, you may choose to waive this if you want. We're starting two roads and the.
I assume there's some guidelines of some kind for.
Yeah, the guidelines, they are in the. They should be in your staff report. Essentially, it's just certain number of trees and plantings space that are going to provide a visual shield from the base of the tower.
Any other questions for staff?
Josh. On other sightings of other towers, has there been landscaping provided?
There has been, but most the landscaping is on a much smaller scale because generally most of our towers in Johnson County are out in the middle of the cornfields.
What is the surrounding here? Is it pretty much rural?
It's, well, I mean, here's the municipal boundaries of the city of Iowa City. Right here, but essentially right now it's all cornfield except for this LB tank farm, and it's industrial.
But 20 years from now,
we got to stop.
Oh, right.
We don't have a floor on that.
So it's safe to say the landscaping requirements have been waived on occasion in the past?
They've never been waived that I'm aware of. However, the criteria for siting a tower, it says that they have to landscape along I'll landscape the tower site perimeter, which generally when it's in a cornfield, it would just be this area here where the chain link fence is. But being that this is an industrial lot, staff, an actual subdivided lot, felt it more appropriate that possibly the board is so inclined, we recommend that we landscape along this entire area. But if the board feels that, you know, we want to require landscaping just around here, we would be okay with that.
I think that's kind of excessive to go around a whole lot since you already have buildings and everything there that doesn't require.
What's down on the other side? Is that a family or is that business or what is it? Yeah.
It's a farmhouse.
It's someone's occupying it as a farmhouse.
As far as I know.
Then I would think it would need to be screened there on that road.
But you've got a agricultural field there.
Generally, the county engineer prefers us the screening when it comes to a four-way intersection like that. He's not the biggest fan because it cuts down on site.
Oh, the intersection.
And you also have here that you must still submit a soil erosion control plan.
Right, that's the other. So
that's your two contingencies on that.
Any other questions for Josh?
I'd make a motion to approve.
Wait a minute. You need to hear from any interested parties.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is anyone here to speak for the application?
Good evening. You were going to take all my thunder away.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Could you aim that mic a little bit and introduce yourself?
My name is Mike Bienick, 10700 Higgins Road, Suite 240, Rosemont, Illinois. I'm with a company called LCC Law. We represent SBA Communications and Verizon Wireless. And what they're proposing, as Josh had mentioned, is the 195-foot self-support lattice tower. That's the three-legged tower. There will be no guy wires. We're looking at using a 75-by-75 lease parcel, and it will accommodate additional users in the future as needed. But for right now, it's being built for Verizon Wireless. They're the ones that need the capacity. And to explain what capacity is, it's real simple. Verizon has a network that's mostly built out in this area, but what has happened is those towers were all built when the only thing we could do with the cell phone was make a telephone call. That was all great. But now we've got Wi-Fi, data, texting, everything else is putting a taxing on all the other cell sites. So the coverage area that was like this at one point is now like this. So they're having to go back in and infill some of that area to get the additional coverage to offload the signal. And that's what the need is for this. As was mentioned, we went before the Planning Commission and the City Council, with the City Council being last night, got approval from Iowa City. They're recommending approval to the county. It was discussed about the future. This is in Iowa City's annexation area, and they made it very clear that this area would remain industrial. And that's one of the reasons, we're not steadfastly opposed to putting landscaping in, but based on the fact that it is an industrial property, industrial uses, it's not something that we felt was necessarily a benefit. And what happens a lot of times with the landscaping, unfortunately, you know, the site's visited once a month, so it doesn't always look great. And that's, you know, to us, it almost seemed like it was better not to have bad-looking landscaping than no landscaping at all, especially on an industrial lot. And in addition to that, there is another cell tower, maybe a quarter of a mile down the road. I stopped off at it, looked at it this morning. There's no landscaping on that site either, and it's in the same industrial area. It's adjacent to other uses, and so they don't have landscaping on that. So we did not feel that it was something that you would necessarily, you know, need as a benefit for the site. So again, we're not necessarily steadfastly opposed to it. We'll do it, obviously, if that's required, but we did not feel that was something that was necessary.
Did the city have a comment about it?
About the landscaping per se? No, but they did say that this area, if and when it's annexed, will remain heavy industrial. So it would fall in with what it is now.
Any other questions for him? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone else here to speak for the application or against the application? Do we have a discussion on this topic, or are we ready for a motion?
I think he's right about the, we have a tower on our site, and they go in and spray everything, so it's clean, it's neat, you know. And in being this in an industrial area, that's why I'm figuring no type of...
no requirements at all for landscaping?
Not landscaping, no. You still have to do the erosion control plan. That would be part of it. That's my feeling. I would put that into motion, but go ahead and discuss.
Oh, I was just going to say staff would be more comfortable with limited landscaping. Is that what you were saying?
We'd be okay, since it's industrial, that they didn't have landscaping.
Any discussion? I think we are ready for a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion.
I move to approve the application and with the conditions that they provide proof of liability insurance, that they complete and submit a sediment and erosion control plan for the site, and that they submit a sensitive slopes or sensitive area inventory and report per the recommendations of the staff. And we don't feel it's necessary to require landscaping.
Second that.
Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackander.
Yes.
Thank you all very much.
You got it. The other item on our agenda, variance application 25147, Chris Ressler, variance from front yard setback regulations. What's that?
And this property is located on Rice Ridge Lane, approximately 900 feet southeast of its intersection with Mahaffey Bridge Road northeast. Here's a location map of the property. It's just right here in the center of our map, just off of Mahaffey Bridge Road. So the applicant is wanting to build a home that's 34 by 38 with an attached garage that's 24 by 28, and then a cover deck in the front. That's 24 by 5. Based on the topography of the lot and the setbacks, there's very little room to have a home and septic and well. So they are asking for a 20-foot front yard setback instead of the required 40 feet. In order to get a variance, you have to demonstrate that there is a hardship. So I'm just going to run through the criteria that we have real quick. And kind of add staff's recommendations coming to those analysis. So the first point is that the plight of the owner is due to the unique circumstances and not to the general conditions of the neighborhood. So the first kind of sub-point of that is that the hardship is created by the ordinance and not by the applicant, and I know we're a predecessor in title. So due to the setback requirements and the topographic features of the lot, it's very difficult to fit a home with a septic system on the parcel. The second part of criteria one is that a strict application of zoning ordinance precludes the use of land for any purpose to which it is reasonably adapted. Strict application wouldn't necessarily preclude the land from any use residentially. They could use a shared system or a smaller dwelling, but again, with that 40-foot setback and the steep drop off in the back of the lot, that could be difficult. The last section of part one is the problem cannot be alleviated by zoning property and other classification. Well, the property could be rezoned to AR, but it is unlikely. AR has a front yard setback of 20 feet, but it's unlikely that the staff would recommend approval of that because it's one lot in kind of a bigger subdivision that has all similar attributes, and that could be considered what's called spot zoning. So the second criteria is the use to be authorized by the variance will not alter the essential character of the locality. Staff believes it's very unlikely that granting the variance would change any character within the locality. There are numerous lots in the area, including, I believe, the lots on both sides that have closer setbacks and have variances. So it wouldn't really change much going on in the neighborhood. The last criteria is that the land in question cannot yield a reasonable return if used as allowed in the zone which is located. Building the necessary structure, as I've kind of pointed out, would be pretty difficult without a variance. And I kind of set a few other options, like a smaller home or shared septic, but again, that might be a little bit more difficult. So here's an area map showing the proposed home in the front setback. The drop-off is kind of, it's sloping back the whole way, as can be seen from this photograph. This photograph shows the lot, and I don't know if you can see, but in the very back in the center is a stake, and that would be the back corner of the house. And it's right beyond that the lot really starts to drop off a lot steeper, so it is pretty confined in space. So in conclusion, the hardship is indicated by the applicant is that it would be difficult to construct a dwelling, a septic system, and a well on the lot due to the topography. The board has approved similar applications in the past, and staff has identified that it wouldn't likely negatively affect any others. So staff believes that the hardship has been demonstrated and recommends approval.
Any questions for the staff? Anyone here to speak in favor of the application?
Bill McDermott, partners with Chris. His voice is kind of gone, so I'm just going to give a hand here.
Your address?
924 2nd Street, Fairfax.
Okay.
Like Mitch said, the back of the lot, the slope, fairly steep in a hurry there, and it's tough to get that. It'll be tough to get a septic on there with the house, the setbacks that you've got to have on the septic. Also, we've kept the house pretty small. I think it's like under 1,400 square feet with a 672 square foot garage, I believe. Yeah, the house is under 1,300 square feet, actually, so we feel like the same, like it's already stated that, you know, it's gonna be hard to get a septic on there in a well with everything, the size of the house and the size of the lot and slope, so.
Any questions?
No, I'll make a motion to approve 25147 from staff approval.
First, we should ask if there's anyone else to speak in favor or against this application.
You can't speak.
No one?
No. Lost my voice.
Do we have a second? Roll call.
Lackender?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Parsons?
Aye. If I had my gavel, I'd say it's approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just a couple other agenda items, mileage, other adjournment, all of the above. Thank you.
Sure.
We're off.
Do you have something for me to sign?
Yeah, and I guess Dave, you're gonna have to sign for Bill.
Oh, all righty.
Yep, I'll take those. Let me just leave them right there.